Kenna, you were quite right in saying there's literally all sorts of linkage you're showing to, including high quality artistic work.
Absolutely, you go from sheep to one end to art on the other, and it looks amazing, very eye-catching.
And we're just in front of the event gallery speaking to
Kay Johns, who I'm featured at the event gallery, specialising in equestrian, livestock and British wildlife art.
And your name has been mentioned in hushed tones when we've visited the event gallery in previous years, so it's good to meet you in person, Kay. What particular animal do you prefer to focus on? We were talking with a photographer entity earlier, but in terms of this, I mean, everyone that I'm looking at here, from cattle, from stags, from hares, and so on, all have a dynamism. Is there one that particularly appeals to you?
Whichever one I'm painting at the time, every animal has its beauty. I'm obviously particularly fond of the British hare. Obviously living in Lincolnshire myself, that's an obvious animal for me to paint. And coming to all the agricultural shows, Lincoln being one of my favourite, the livestock and the sheep.
Kenna?
So you say the British hare is your favourite one to focus on. What would be your second favourite to focus on? Have you got another favourite animal?
Don't worry, we'll go through the full list here in order. Third runner-up is...
It's got to be the bulls. I absolutely love painting the bulls. I can't get over the sheer size of them, and how beautiful they actually are. Are quite often overlooked. Their eyes are amazing, have eyelashes to die for. and of course their colours and textures of their fur is incredible.
Catherine?
What is your favourite medium to work in? Watercolour, acrylic or...?
Well, unusually, as an artist, I actually work in two mediums and publish both styles. I work in pastel on black, which is obviously quite preferred by the livestock people, and I work in gouache, which is a water-based medium, with gold flecking, which is embellished on every single print, which makes them individual.
And as we look here, I'm always impressed when we come to obviously all the stands have got their own quality uniqueness, but this one, it's almost like you step from the field, quite literally, into what could be a high street environment, with obviously the gallery in full work. Roughly how long did it take you to set up this little tent and canvas?
About 2.5 days. and literally, it is solid work. We drive from one show to the next. We do this all summer long. And it does take 2.5 days to set up. We put proper flooring. And this year particularly, we have been really battling with the elements. We have had rain and mud at every single show.
I think we might just have a couple of droplets, but as far as I'm aware, the Lincolnshire show is going to be safe from that particular sort of aspect. Kenna, any other thoughts?
When you've completed this, where is your next show going to be held at?
We have about 24 hours at home to replenish stock and embellish the next lot of prints. And then we're off to the Norfolk show.
And the Great Yorkshire?
Oh, yes.
Well, in which case, we really must see it, because I think we have spoken to you at the Lincolnshire show before, but not the Great Yorkshire. So do you know where you're going to be in the Great Yorkshire?
We are near one of the main rings, but slightly up an alley where the members would walk through.
I think I know where you speak. We'll make sure there. Kay, it's been a delight touching base with yourself. Finally, is there a web address that people can actually access your details on and say, well, we might not be able to get to one of the shows, but we'd like to purchase online?
Yes, it's theeventgallery.co.uk.
Okay, well, good morning everybody. Welcome. The sun's just coming out, as you can see. I've booked, pre-booked, we've got it every year. It's the 132nd Lincolnshire show. So there's lots happening today. Can't write, so put some things on the board for you so you can see that. We've got the Dancing Diggers in the main ring, which is great for us because it hasn't been here for over 10 years. And we've got Broken MX, which is a motorbike stunting, which we had a couple of years ago. New for this year, we've also got the Aviation Zone, which is well worth looking at. I went yesterday, they've got a Lancaster cockpit and fuselage you can actually go and sit inside, so it's really quite interesting. We've also got lots of livestock, obviously show jumping and in the main ring. We've also got the countryside ring. There's lots happening. Clydesdale this morning, Clydesdale Bank in their marquee, they're having a debate about the EU referendum, if that's something you still want to talk about. If you haven't made your mind up, it might be worth going to have a look. And then we've got a gentleman called Ernie Dickinson, and is it his 70th show? 70th show. So we've made him into a bit of a celebrity, I should say. So he's coming here, and also he's got lots of stories to tell, lots of great pictures. So we've also got the Lincolnshire Kitchen, where we've got local chefs demonstrating, and we've got a young guy who is at Lincoln Minster School. he's doing some demonstrations as well, so there's lots to see and lots to do. We should have some programmes for you, so you can have a look in the programmes and have the main wing timetable, the countryside wing timetable, and the demonstration kitchen timetables, and the map, so you can see where you are on the stone work.
Can I just add, they have got an opportunity for sort of media, if they wanted to do take part in a road traffic accident demo that Lives are doing in the countryside ring, so you can actually take part in it and be a passenger and be cut out and see how they operate. So if anyone wants to do that, let us know and we can arrange for it.
Thank you.
Well, fantastic news, because in a few moments I'll be able to introduce Kenna and Catherine to, yes, the Rice family. Yay, they're here. We've got Dylan Rice.
Yes, good morning.
We've got Sue Rice.
Good morning, Alex.
And we've got Ace Junior reporter Bridget Rice.
Hello.
I'm going to be leaving in a few moments to actually go to a level 3 award board. Well, that's the sort of thing we academics do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the sort of thing I'm skiving from.
I did it last year, so it's only sort of turn and turn light. One of these days we'll have to get the message across to the University of Lincoln, and we're using the broadcast media to do so, to say, look, why do you schedule these things on one of Lincoln's biggest days, i.e. the day of the Lincolnshire Show?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They just don't understand these things, are they?
Well, the great news is I've got goodie bags for the Rice family.
Oh,
two, to be precise.
Yeah.
Be formally handing over those in a few moments. I'm just wondering whether we can grab a few words with Jane in a few moments and just do a sort of full introduction there. Are you looking forward to today?
We are. We're going to do lots of things that are Bridget focused. Bridget's 9 years old, so we're very much nearly nine. All right, 8 3/4. Very important, that little fraction.
Absolutely, yeah,
so
critical.
So we're going to do lots of things that are focused on young people today.
Excellent. Can we just grab a few seconds with the fantastic Jane, if that's all right, Jane?
Yes.
Another superb. It started. Here we are. It's all happening.
Yes, it is. Sorry. Yes, it's all happening. The people are flooding in.
I'll just quickly introduce you to the Rice family: Bridget, hello. Dylan, and Sue, of course.
Nice to meet you.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
Formerly of BBC Lincolnshire, then of course Siren, and now of course Siren and Southside.
Right.
Great stuff.
Hello. Yeah.
Exciting stuff, particularly the gentleman who's clocked up more shows than ever.
I know, 70 shows, Ernie Dickinson. Yes, he's going to be here to do a press interview, and he's coming to meet the president as well, so that's great.
Well, I know both Kenna and Catherine are keen to work through that. Sue?
Yeah, this is one of the social events of the Lincolnshire calendar. Certainly if you're involved in agriculture and you happen to be a farm child, this historically was where you used to meet your suitors. Now, of course, it's a modern age, it's all changed, but the essence of the place is still there. And it's really great to see that you've kept that. The car parks are getting full already, so this is great. You know, are you hoping the weather's going to stay good?
Yes, it's going to stay. I booked it.
Jane, as we said yesterday, it was going to be perfect. It will be perfect. Dylan, finally, any thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, we're looking for things that are sort of child-focused today, because it can be very much seen, can't it, as a sort of an old farmer's kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's actually,
well,
there's slow
to Moo marquee up here, and then we've got in the exhibition hall, it's lots of schools there that are showing what they can do. We've got the Discovery Zone. In the countryside area, we've got Rand Farm that have got small animals. And there is a sort of a treasure trail that Rachel behind me can tell you about that might be useful for you. Yep. I'm sure she'll like what's happening in the main ring as well. The countryside ring, you've got the Dog and Doug race, we have the sheep show, they have different named sheep and they do dances and different things. There's lots.
It's just phenomenal. And the scarecrow is called Wurzel. It's amazing. Yes, it's great stuff. Jane, many thanks indeed. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Yes.
Keep on keeping on. Bye for
Thank
now.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Welcome back to the team, the extraordinarily wonderful, talented Mr. Countryside, Lou Bevan.
Good morning, people. How are we today?
A year ago, Lou said the words, what do you think? Leicester City have got Claudio Ranieri. What's going to happen there? Strange life, isn't it, really?
For my next trick, I require 5 loaves, 3 fishes and about 5,000 volunteers, and I'll do you a really good one.
Splendid. Now, Lou, as you know, Dylan, ace expert in countryside matters. He'll be probably with you for the third. Will you look after him in my absence?
I will. I will say he has dressed the part. I've just come in my kind of like, I look like I've come in my pyjamas, to be honest. He is dressed like the immaculate country gentleman, with his waistcoat and his wax jacket, and he's kind of like his bushy beard.
I thought he was going to say the Immaculate Conception there for a second, but anyway, yes, you've obviously dressed for radio, sir. I will say that.
Which is splendid. He's got his goodie bag. I'll introduce him to the rest of the team shortly. Dylan, what are your thoughts? Where are you going to take Lou to first? Because obviously he's got his own ideas as well. And we'll probably pair him up with our team of Kenna and Catherine as well.
Yeah, well, first thing I think I'm going to do is have a look at the programme and find out the various bits. I quite fancy, as I always do, the countryside crafts. Because you can get around quite a lot and talk to people quite easily. Oddly, for an agricultural show, I don't seem to spend a lot of time with the animals.
Who's your man there?
Yeah. If he's the animal man, yeah. Johnny Morris, perhaps he can help me fathom out the
difference between a dairy cow and a beef cow, which, yeah, I was saying only yesterday. So far, we've looked at the Lincoln Red, we've looked at the Lincolnshire Long Wool, we've done a quick snapshot, but I feel I'm leaving the team in safe hands.
Yeah, I'm more of a basic level of that. I'm more of a difference between a donkey and a sheep.
Would you be able to handle that then, Lou?
There's subtle differences, but we'll go through them.
Yes. Perfect. You'll be listening to Siren FM's Midweek Drive On Location at the 2016 Lincolnshire Show. I'm saying happy trails now. Bridget's just doing her wonderful daughterly duties by handing a wonderful cup of Yorkshire tea. I always think it's ironic, Yorkshire tea at the Lincolnshire Show. But it's good, you know, nice scissor. And of course, it won't be too long, Lou, before we'll be at the Great Yorkshire Show.
That's right. Obviously, because I'm from that neck of the woods, I think we got the Great Lorenzo again.
I'm not sure about the sort of the main scenarios, but it's always going to be great. Dylan, will you be joining us at the Great Yorkshire?
I will indeed, yes. I'm looking forward to it. It was my first time at the Yorkshire Show last year. I feel a bit of a traitor actually talking about it at the Lincolnshire.
I do the same thing. I talk about the Lincolnshire Show in Yorkshire, so
yeah,
we do that.
Yeah, we'll have to be at the Yorkshire Show. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it again because it was my first time last year at the Yorkshire Show. Absolutely massive. I was really surprised by the size of it. And there were some great places, and I spent far too much money.
Well, we've scheduled passes for all, so that's great. So Dylan, Sue, Bridget, Lou and myself, possibly even Kenner as well, will be at the Great Yorkshire Show. I see Ed Wellman's just finally arrived. I'm not sure whether we should say, what time does he call this then?
Yeah. He looks like he's a musician. He's just got out of bed.
Extraordinary. But Lou, you're in safe hands, and I'll see you at the Great Yorkshire Show.
Yeah, and of course, the opening of the new pavilion.
It's gone down very well so far.
Yeah, indeed, so far, yeah. So, yeah, we'll see you up there. Hopefully we get a day like we've got today.
And I'll be back with the Lincolnshire Show tomorrow. Ed, welcome. Road incidents, I gather.
No, not that I was aware of.
Well, there is a goodie bag that's got your name on it, as you can see, just waiting for your collection. So
how exciting.
I've guarded it, and I shall now head off.
First impressions, very exciting. Lovely morning.